Okay, Cosmos, the time. The yugas. Now I will disturb the minds of some of you. But I read a theory that came from some Indian sadhu not so long ago, as far as I know. It seems one of those kind of mystics. A bit. And he said that, hey, we got it wrong there with the length of the yugas. They're not hundreds of thousands of million years long. Now, let me test one thing here, because he suggests shorter time spans. And before I read him again, if for whatever it's worth, and let's look at it. Satya Yuga, Golden Age. Grains grow wild. People can live just under trees. Yoga was about just meditation. Ashtanga yoga. Next one, Treta yoga. Sacrifices. Silver Age. I forgot exactly the descriptions of it. Next one. Temple worship. Dwapara Yoga. And the last one, Kali Yoga, then Holy Name. Chanting the Holy Name, as we say. Now, we just looked at how in the old days, there were no cities really much like that. It sounded more like Satya Yuga, right? The simple dwelling you had represented the cosmos, and then around maybe 7,000 years ago or something, 6, 5, cities started emerging around bigger temples and all of that. And there again you have temple worship. So temples started, as far as I understand, appearing around that time, which would make that the beginning of Dwapara Yuga. So, anyway, I'm just looking here at the descriptions of those yugas, the characteristics of them, and Kali Yuga, and people start quarreling, and things really start degrading. Well, when did that happen? 1,000, 2,000 years ago. And now we're in the middle of it. Or are we racing up from it? Because people were probably more barbarian a few hundred years ago. So that seems, you know, yeah, sounds like Kali Yuga. Which means that Kali Yuga would have started maybe 2,000 years ago, and before that, 3,000 years back or something, four or five, there was Dvapara Yuga. Well, how about the sacrifices? We can look more at that.